"Got it, Quinn," Lawrence's voice called triumphantly. Fingers gripped Quinn's right thumb, bending it back. "Pattern copied," Quinn said. "Let's see what he's got." There was a short pause, then a whistle. "$4,300 fusidollars. Hey, Gwyn, where's your faith in your new planet?" Cruel laughter followed. "Okay, it's transferred. Lawrence, put it back where you found it. They can't activate it once he's dead. They'll never even know it's been emptied." Dead. The word cut through Gwyn's sluggish thoughts. He groaned, trying to lift himself. A boot slammed into his ribs. He screamed, or tried to. The gag was virtually suffocating him. "He's got some handy gear here, Quinn," Lawrence said. "Fishing knife, firelighter, and that's a personal Guido block. Spare power mags for the rifle, too." "Leave it," Quinn ordered. "If anything's missing when they find him, they might get suspicious. We can't afford that, not yet. It will all belong to us in the end." They lifted Gwyn, carrying him on their shoulders like some kind of trophy. He kept drifting in and out of consciousness as he jounced about, twigs and vines slapping against him. The light was darker when they finally slung him down. Gwyn looked about and saw the smooth ebony trunk of an old deerar tree 20 meters away, its single giant umbrella leaf casting a wide circular shadow. A sais had been tethered to it, straining at the unbreakable silicon fiber rope, forelegs scrabbling at the loam as it tried to reach its captors, its snapping jaws dripping long chains of saliva. Gwyn suddenly knew what was going to happen next. His bladder gave out. "Get it riled, good and proper," Quinn ordered. Jackson and Lawrence started throwing stones at the sais. It keened in torment, its body jacking about as though an electric current was being run through it. Quinn saw a pair of boots appearing 20 centimeters from his nose. Quinn squatted down. "Know what's going to happen afterwards, Quinn? We're going to be assigned to help out your widow. Everyone else is busy with their own little plots of heaven, so it'll be the Ivets who get dumped on. Once again, I'm going to be one of them, Gwyn. I'm going to be a regular visitor to poor grieving Rachel. She'll like me, I'll make sure of that. Just like you and all the others, you want to believe that everything's so perfect on this planet. You convince yourselves we're just a bunch of regular lads who got a bad break in life. Anything else would have cracked your dream open and made you face reality. Illusion is easy. Illusion is the loser's way out. Your way. You and all the others, grubbing around in the dirt and the rain. In a couple of months, I'll be in the bed you made, under the roof you sweated over, and I'll have my dick rammed up inside Rachel, making her squeal like a pig in heat. I hope you hate that idea, Gwyn. I hope it makes you sick inside. Because that's not the worst. Oh, no. Once I'm through with her, I'll have Jason. Your shiny-eyed, beautiful son. I'll be his new father. I'll be his lover. I'll be his owner. He'll be joining us, me and the Ivets. I'll bind him to the night. I'll show him where his serpent beast is hidden within. He's not going to be a dickhead loser like his old man. You're only the first, Gwyn. One by one, I will come to you all, and very few will be given the chance to follow me into darkness. Inside of 6 months, this whole village, the only hope for a future you ever had, will belong to God's brother. You despise me, Quinn. I want you to. I want you to hate me as much as I hate you and all you stand for. Then you will understand that I'm speaking the truth. You will go to your pitiful Lord Jesus weeping in terror, and you will find no comfort there, because the Lightbringer will be the ultimate victor. You will lose in death as you have lost in life. You made the wrong choice in life, Gwyn. My path is the one you should have walked, and now it's too late. Gwyn strained and wheezed against the gag until he thought his lungs would burst from the effort. It made no difference, the shriek of hatred and all the threats, the curses condemning Gwyn to an eternity of damnation, were left jailed inside his skull. Gwyn's hands curled round the lapels of Gwyn's jacket, hauling him upright. Jackson took his feet, and the two of them swung him back and forth, building momentum. They let go, and Gwyn's tumbling body flew in a shallow trajectory right over the top of the berserk sais. He hit the loam with a dull thud, face contorted with insane dread. The sais leapt. Quinn put his arms round the shoulders of Lawrence and Jackson as the three of them watched the sais mauling the man, its teeth tearing out great strips of flesh.